From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, Monday said President Donald Trump had declared war on his country, giving the North the right to make countermeasures, including shooting down U.S. warplanes.
그러나 트럼프는
Speaking in New York Monday, the North Korean diplomat said last weekend, Mr. Trump once again said our leadership will not last, making a declaration of war. He added, as to who will be around longer, we will soon find out. White House press spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked to respond.
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
Last week, in an address to the UN General Assembly, Mr. Trump said the U.S. was prepared to totally destroy North Korea if it threatens the U.S. or its allies with nuclear weapons. In Washington, South Korea's foreign minister, Kang Kyung-hwa, appealed to Washington to help the South manage the North Korean issue.
Indeed, it is very likely that North Korea will conduct further provocations. And under these circumstances, it is imperative that we, Korea, and the United States together manage the situation with astuteness and steadfastness in order to prevent the further escalation of tension.
She said there is still room for diplomacy. A Zimbabwean pastor who has criticized government policy pleaded not guilty Monday to charges of trying to subvert the government. Evan Mawarire faces a possible 20-year prison sentence. The trial follows his social media campaign of last year called #ThisFlag, urging citizens to speak out against the government's economic policies. Mawarire was arrested Sunday by police after leaving his church's pulpit. His trial takes place against the backdrop of shortages of basic goods, including gasoline. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres scheduled to brief members of the Security Council Thursday on the violence in western Rakhine State, prompting more than 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee Myanmar to Bangladesh. This will be the third such meeting since insurgents attacked security forces in August, prompting a crackdown many say is still going on. Myanmar's UN ambassador, Hao Doswan, cautioned against using terms like atrocities, ethnic cleansing, or genocide.
The use of such terms should be considered only after there is solid evidence. Atrocities, ethnic cleansing, and genocide are very serious charges. They require legal review and judicial determination. They should not be bandied about and used loosely.
In Myanmar, also known as Burma, security forces claim to have unearthed the bodies of another 17 Hindu villagers it said were killed by Muslim insurgents, bringing to 45 the number discovered since Sunday. The U.S. State Department said it's deeply disappointed that Iraqi Kurds held a referendum on independence Monday, warning it will increase instability and hardships for the Kurdish region of Iraq. Iraqi Kurds, meanwhile, celebrated after the polls closed. Large numbers of voters turned out to cast ballots, including Zordash Ajil in Erbil. He said he feels as if a martyred brother had returned to life, as if he had been reborn. The result is expected later in this week. Independents expected to receive a resounding yes vote, although it is not binding, but rather a mandate for Kurdish authorities to discuss secession with Baghdad. Iraq has called the referendum unconstitutional. Turkey, with a large Kurdish population, has refused to recognize it, with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatening to cut off the flow of oil from northern Iraq to the outside world. UN Middle East peace envoy Nikolai Mladenov told the Security Council Monday Israel is not complying with a controversial resolution last year that demanded a halt to all settlement activity and is rather expanding settlements. He warned it's making a two-state solution increasingly unattainable. He said construction has been concentrated mostly in East Jerusalem, where Palestinians hope to have a future capital. In eastern Syria, U.S.-backed rebels said Russia bombed their positions Monday in Deir ez-Zor province, territory recently captured from Islamic State, killing one and wounding at least two. The Russian Defense Ministry has denied targeting elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces. President Trump last Monday said the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico is in deep trouble after being hit by Hurricane Maria in the U.S. territory that's massive debt must be dealt with. He tweeted its old electrical grid was devastated and much of the island of 3.4 million has been destroyed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.